Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome to new live streaming. As you can see, I'm not really well today, but I'm trying to do this video. Today I'm going to be talking about the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 32 to 29. We're talking about the parable of the fig tree. A few days ago, I was talking about something kind of like this, about a fig tree. But something we're saying, like when Jesus was hungry, he saw the fig tree and trying to get something to eat. But I would say like nothing was there, the only was leaves. And today he's talking again about this tree. And the Bible started like this, and now learn this parable from the fig tree. When this branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. Jesus was teaching the disciples about, you know, the kingdom of heaven. He was teaching them like everything about, you know, the kingdom. But something they were Jesus trying to explain them was there wanna be some kind of signs, you know, for specific success. And one of them was like words and stuff like that. But in this chapter, Jesus is trying to tell the people, like, you need to understand, you need to know the times. And give a sample. He said the parable of the fig tree. And he said, like, when if the branch have already became tender and put all the first leaves, then the bird said, you know that summer is near. We bring this to this time. We have preaching about Jesus coming for a long, long time. Since I have memory, like I hear a lot of people, a lot of messages talking about Jesus coming back, Jesus coming soon. And a lot of things happen. But on this moment, this time right now, we see a lot of things happening. And we see like, you know, the Bible is you know, tell us about all those kind of things. And we see like a really good amount of those things that already happened. And, but some people still like, doesn't believe in Jesus' return. Even some religious, they preach about, they don't preach about the return of Jesus. They don't preach about, you know, all these kind of things. And Jesus telling the people, you know, like the fig tree, when start like getting ready, we know that summer is near. Then the following verse says, so you also, when see all these things, know that it's near at the door. What is he talking about? Why is near at the door? The Bible said we won't know, you know, when Jesus come back. A lot of people will be sleeping. A lot of people will be like doing their job. And we don't know exactly the moment, the time when Jesus is coming back. But we need to be ready. We need to be ready, you know, for the moment. You know, we gotta be focused on this. This is not about religion. This is not about like what kind of things you need to do or why you don't have to do. This is about relationship. And since I have been doing these live videos, I always bring this thing on. You know, that's about relationship. You wanna change, have a relationship with God. We wanna change, have close relationship with the Holy Spirit. We got like everything changed around us. Have a close relationship with God. Get close to God. God's gonna help us to everything, take care of it. And the Bible say like when this thing happen, then you gonna know that that's near to the Lord, the end of the ages. Then the verse 34 says, as suddenly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all those things take place. And because of this verse, a lot of people, they said, you know what? Jesus was talking about something else. Jesus wasn't talking about the comeback, because they said like this generation will not mean pass away till all these things take place. What are those things? You know, that coming back of Jesus Christ. But we gotta remember that Jesus was alive and he went to the cross and he died. When he's raised up, then we see that he came back. But as a second time, a lot of people, they don't understand that, because they think like the second time is gonna be when he came. And they're different coming from God. The first came was when he was alive. You know, he grew up, you know, he was an adult, and then he went to the cross. Then after the resurrection, then was the second time he came. There will be another time when any eye won't see him. But all those people that belong to him, they're gonna meet him on the sky. And that's the comeback. But the Bible says in the verse 35, heaven is and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Jesus is trying to say this. You know, everything gonna go away. Everything's gonna pass away. You know, heaven will pass away, earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. What I mean? That means the word of God is alive. You know, it's alive. You know, all the Bible, all the book of the law was given to, you know, to the prophets, were given to specific people by the Holy Spirit. And that's still alive. That's why when we read the Bible, like today, in this verse, for example, it tells us something. But let's say they're going to read the same chapter like 2 months, 6 months, 1 year later. You read the same chapter and they're going to tell you something different. Why? Because it's alive. Because it's telling, every time we read it, it's telling us new things. You know, a lot of people, they feel like so happy when they say they read the Bible, the whole Bible in 1 year. And some people even like read the Bible in 2 times a year. That's something good, you know, we see it that way. But the Bible is not only about reading. The Bible is to go deeper. The Bible is like, you know, trying to understand what we're reading. And that's the difference between knowledge and understanding. Because a lot of people have a lot of knowledge, but they don't have understanding. And that's important, because it doesn't matter how much knowledge you have, you cannot use that knowledge to do everything that God's telling you to do, then that's only knowledge. And even the Bible says, like, you know, talk about sin. Knows how to do the good things and don't do it, that's sin. You know, and we always say, like, oh, no, that person is sin. Why? Because he's doing this thing. He had, like, his wife, he's going out with another woman. Or this woman had, like, his husband. Her husband is going out with another guy. We think like that's only sin, but that's not only that thing. The Bible saying like you know how to do the good things, and you don't do it, then that's a sin too. So that means doesn't matter like how consecrated, how close we are to God. We need to focus that what makes you saint, that's not our own act. That means you like a saint into God's eyes. That's the grace of the blood of Jesus Christ in us. So the Bible is trying to say like, you know what, you need to know the sign, you need to know the times. There are going to be specific signs in earth that are going to tell you the time is getting close, that time is close to the door, and we need to know those times. And we cannot be like a thinking as we were thinking like 20, 50 years ago. Like I say, you know what? They preach about the comeback of Jesus, but it haven't come back. We need to go focus. We need to keep close, really close to God. And He's the one who not save us. He's the one who not teach us everything about the kingdom. And that's the message for today. And I hope I've been blessed to you. And I ask you to share this video if that was the case. And I really apologize about, you know, about this, my voice. But I don't do this because I really just want to do it. That's a compromise I have with God. I have put on my hair, like, trying to do these live videos, you know, Saturdays and Sundays. And I don't know how many people are going to be blessed with this. Maybe one people, maybe none, but we never know. God do a lot of things. You know, I was trying to be, the Bible said, like, we need to give by grace what we have received by grace. And everything I'm giving up, that's because I already received it. So see you next weekend, the new live streaming. And I hope you can enjoy the rest of the day, and God bless you. And